All right, Ben, so let's get straight into it, shall we? We don't have any time to waste. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in the sport. This is Beyond the Scoreboard with Ben Karpinski. It's powered by Superbets. What's happening this weekend?
All right, guys, we've got a great weekend this weekend because obviously the French Open's still going. We've got the URC, the final round of fixtures in the regulation play. We've got the Nedbank Cup, and then we've got UFC, Cricket, T20, World Cup. Where do you want to start?
UFC. Let's turn it around. We usually put that at the end. Let's go with that at the beginning.
All right. So UFC 302. UFC 301 wasn't the biggest thing because it was all in Brazil. There weren't a huge amount of fights that were really like showstoppers. And same again for this card. It's not incredible, but we got two really amazing main event cards. So we've got Islam Makhachev versus Dustin Poirier. Huge history between these two because Dustin Poirier fought Khabib Nurmagomedov. I think that was back in 2019. Islam, of course, was the protege to Khabib. And now their paths kind of do this. And Dustin gets another chance at fighting these impossible Russians who've been mauling little bears since they were toddlers. And unfortunately for Dustin, he's had a great run of late, even though he was knocked out in the BMF title fight with Justin Gaethje. But Islam is just too good. He's a big lightweight. This will be for the lightweight championship. He's a big lightweight. He's been training at some sort of Russian death camp out in the hills for the last sort of 6 weeks. And Dustin, you know, he's like one of those crowd favorites. He's a huge striker, really, really great fighter. But Islam's going to beat him, and he's going to beat him in the first round, unfortunately. And then Sean Strickland versus Paulo Costa. Now, Sean Strickland was the guy that obviously fought Drickus, and Drickus beat him for the title. He's a fantastic boxer. He just spars every single day, all day. He doesn't do any other exercise. And he's fighting against Paulo Costa. If you look at it, you think he's on steroids. But he's one of those guys from Brazil who's just naturally hugely strong. A really great fighter, but I think he's not there in the corp, really. Like, he's just, I don't know, like if Herschel Gibbs was a MMA fighter, it'd probably be like Paulo Costa. Like, there's lots of talent there and, you know, likable, all these kind of things. But he gets the top level. Just don't have all the sort of things. So as we saw with Strickland against Drickus, he's happy just to sit in the pocket and pick you off. And eventually he's going to land a couple of shots, whereas Costa is all power game. So I would say Strickland's going to be far too precise for this. And that's kind of UFC 302. You've got two major fights there. So wake up at like 6:30 just to kind of ease into that. You don't have to get into it too quickly. Let's get into the tennis. As you know, French Open, all eyes were on Rafa this week. We saw all those Instagram posts. And Rafa Nadal was,
beaten,
you mean
AI Instagram posts?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. I think you got the wrong Rafa, but yeah, I hear you.
Well,
it's okay, Ben. Like, doesn't matter. Most people who were retweeting and posting all eyes on Rafa thought it was about Rafa Nadal as well, obviously.
Rafa Nadal, obviously, he's like... Rafa Nadal's like the king of the clay, right? So that's why. So he's been pulling his underwear out of his ass since the late 90s, I think, on that court.
That's
and
right.
He's the most prolific guy to ever play the French Open. So he came out and he was beaten in the first round by Zverev, unfortunately. So he's gone. Not gone, of course. He'll be around. And he's like contemplating retirement. He's not sure. He's not going to play Wimbledon because grass wasn't his best thing. He had one Wimbledon title. But he's not going to do that. He wants to go to the Olympics. So that was the first sort of blip on the French Open. And from there, well, the men's have been pretty good. Most of the seeds have pretty much all gone through. Of course, Novak Djokovic, even at his ripe old age of 38, 39, he's still top seed. So he's through. Mm-hmm. And then Jannik Sinner, the really skinny ginger Italian on the bottom of the sort of pool there, he's the second seed. He's through. You can watch those guys in action. Pretty smooth sailing for all the seeds. In the women's, who are always way more unpredictable. I mean, you can look at the seeds and then just look away because anything can happen when those girls get on the court. So lots of them have tumbled. But, I mean, all your favorites are still there. Iga Swiatek, the top seed, she's there. Coco Gauff, she's there. Ons Jabeur, she's through to the third round. And then Arina Sabalenka, the 6-foot-tall 26-year-old from Minsk, Belarus, she's still there. So that's the French Open if you look forward to this weekend. In the rugby... this is where it gets a lot more intricate. So the URC is like, obviously, you know, the big thing throughout the rugby season. They play 15 teams, I think it is, whatever it is. We're now in the final round of regulation play. So what you want to do is you want to finish in the top four, ideally, because then you get a home quarter final. You ideally want to finish top of the top, because as the better your seed is, the better chance you have of a home semi and a home final. So obviously now Munster, they top of the log. They've got 63 points. All they need to do this weekend is just win. No bonus points, no funny business. Just win. And if they do that and they win all the way through, then they get to play at home the whole way through, which gives them a fantastic chance of defending their title. The Bulls are currently 61 points. So if they get a bonus point win this weekend against the Sharks, they could potentially leapfrog Munster if Munster do fuck out. And then we've got Leinster on 60 and Glasgow on 60. So those are your top four. Now, the top four are settled. No one can get into that inner sanctum of the home quarters. Where it finishes is obviously the only thing that needs to be done. From there, we've got Stormers, Ulster, Edinburgh, Benetton, and Lions. Those are your playoff potentials. Now, the Lions, they've done pretty well just to kind of get back to a position where it's in their own fate. They just have to beat the Stormers in the weekend, and they will get through. They are heavily underdogs to do so, though. And then probably the most interesting game for like the neutrals is watching Edinburgh versus Benetton. So they're currently 7th and 8th right now in the log. Now, either one of those teams, again, they just need a win to get through. But a loss there would mean one of them doesn't get in. Ulster are going to go through. The Stormers are going to go through. But again, you want to finish in a higher seed. So if you finish 8th, you're going to take on the best team. If you finish 4th, then you're going to take on the 4th best team. Maybe that'll be a bit, slightly better thing for you. So just to run you through those weekend fixtures tonight, Leinster will take on Connacht. I mean, yes, there's a mathematical chance of Connacht getting in, but not really. That's tonight's 8:35. Glasgow versus Zebra, 8:35. Stormers versus Lions tomorrow at 1:45. Now, this is obviously huge, and the Lions are going to be away. Heavily underdogs, as I said, but, you know, the Lions are so exciting to watch because they do throw it around, they do score tries. Benetton versus Edinburgh, 2. That's a really big game. And then the Sharks versus the Bulls. I really hope the Sharks feel like a third-string team. This is no Where time for playing? Euros. In Durban.
Okay.
So Bulls need 5 points. Sharks do the right thing. Although after last week, you know, it's great that they won that title. They should just relax, chill, play the Currie Cup team, get them going. Munster versus Ulster, 6:15, and then Cardiff versus Ospreys again. Cardiff, I mean, the Ospreys have a very slight mathematical chance, but let's not worry about that. So more rugby as well. We've got the Spanish Sevens. Now, I know Sevens isn't really huge anymore in SA because the Blitzboks have been so toilets. And it's hard to really get behind a team unless they are winning, because we have so many other things in sport to watch. There's so many other people who are winning that need our attention. Mm-hmm. But the Madrid Sevens will be taking place if you do like the Sevens. In football, Champions League final. Who's interested?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, well, look, Real Madrid's going to win.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to say
you. We had a whole lot of people on Monday morning thanking you for your picks from last week, because you managed to make a lot of people some money with your excellent ideas. Oh,
that's nice. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, look, I see Real Madrid winning. I just think that this year they've been so dominant in La Liga. You know, it's like one of those teams that were so good for so long and then they had a bit of a blip. But those teams don't blip for a long time, you know. Like Man United have blipped for the last 15 years. Like they just have gone away. But with Real Madrid, I think you know what you're getting there. So I would back them. And then locally, of course, it's Pirates versus Sundowns. That'll be at 3:00, and that's being played out in Nelspruit, I think. So what a time to be in Nelspruit.
Yeah.
One of those great stadiums that we never use. It gets used. Hooray. Right. Yeah, so Pirates versus Sundowns, again, Sundowns lost last week. This must have been so frustrating for them. They dominated everybody in the PSL, unbeaten, they've won the trophy, everything. And then the final game, when afterwards they pick up the trophy, they lost. They lost that final game. So they'll be pretty pissed off, because obviously they didn't win in CAF Champions League. So Nedbank Cup final, Pirates, good luck, but I just can't see Sundowns not winning this one. And then if you really do like the big football, it's coming at you thick and fast from June 14th. We've got the Euros. So that's basically the World Cup, but only for European teams. And the first game there, 14th of June, Germany versus Scotland. But let's wrap it up with the Cricket T20 World Cup. Wow, I feel like this is a very long report today. There's so much on the go here. So the Cricket T20 World Cup, and then there's the ODI Cricket World Cup. So if you don't know a lot about cricket, you think, shit, these guys have a lot of World Cups, and you would be right. So this T20 World Cup, it just comes out of the blue because there's like IPL, all these other things, and suddenly, oh yeah, T20 World Cup. So it'll be taking place in the Western Hemisphere, so America, West Indies. So the game times are going to be, well, some of them will be like 2 a.m. But thankfully, there's also like a 4 o'clock game, which is also being popularized by these people because obviously they know their markets. Either way, when you're in Australia, no one cares, and you're going to be watching cricket in a very strange time. So there's 20 teams. This is what you need to know. There's 20 teams and there's 4 groups, okay? So five teams and 4 groups equals 20. And it's like a real mixed batch. I mean, we've got Papua New Guinea in the mix here. Oman are playing. Your geography is going to be put to the test. You know, Nepal are in the mix. So from there, it goes into the Super 8, where the best teams play. And then basically, you'll have the top two from all the groups. And then, the top two from all the groups go into the Super 8. And then we have the top two of those going to the semis and the finals. So it starts on, June the 2nd. So it'll be starting on Sunday. And then we've got the USA versus Canada kicking off. West Indies versus Papua New Guinea kicking off from there on Sunday. And then on Monday, South Africa will play the first game versus Sri Lanka. Do we have a chance? Yes, of course we have a chance because we have good players. Are they going to do it? I mean, cut and paste any other preview you've ever had at a World Cup where we say, yeah, but. So, yeah, but. All right, that's pretty much it, actually. That's the slogan for any Proteas World Cup. Yeah.
Yeah, but. Yeah, it's also the slogan for the election.
Yeah, but exactly. That's one of those things. So Asterisk, yes, you know, Proteas had some players in the IPL that did pretty well. Some of them got through the final. And look, India, of course, are going to be the favorites. They feel like they've got enough firepower to do this, and they will probably be right. But then again, we'll talk about that as it progresses, because basically it's going to go on until, June 29th is the final. So let's make some calls. Let's wrap it up with some calls here. So the US, USC, as I spoke about, a whole glut of fixtures there. I reckon we go on a nice multiplier where we do pick the Warriors, Glasgow Warriors. They're obviously going to beat Sabretooth. Leinster are going to win. I would back the Stormers over the Lions. The one thing where I'd go with a bit of a turn up here is Edinburgh away to Benetton. I reckon Edinburgh are going to do this. So I'm saying back all these teams, no margins, just straight up. Warriors, Leinster, Stormers, Edinburgh, Bulls, and Munster. If you put those all together, you're going to get 3.25 on the odds, which means your 100 rand down will get you 425 back, roughly speaking. When you bet with super bets, you also get bonuses and little pot extras. So if you do play with them quite a lot, you put 100 down, suddenly there's like a sneaky 20 that gets into the mix if you would. So there's always a little value adds there. So that would be my first take, the URC multiplier. Then for the UFC, I would say, go with the UFC, Islam versus Strickland. Am I still here?
Yeah, we're still on. We just got a camera issue. Don't worry.
Just lost you.
We're not on.
Yeah, so I would go with a little URC multiplier as well. So simple, Islam and Strickland, I reckon they're going to win. You're not going to get the most amount of money back. You'll get probably 100 down, 160 back. And then I would say bet on Sundowns, but all you'll get odds-wise is just to double your money. So those are the three things that I would most likely go for this weekend. And then you've got rugby to watch the whole weekend, UFC Sunday morning, Nedbank Cup Saturday afternoon. Really, it's just a fantastic weekend of sports. And for Formula One, they'll be back next week in Canada.
All right. Okay, lots to think about.
So much.
Yeah, all right. Sorry, I'm just trying to sort out these goddamn cameras, Ben, but we're all good. And we are live in Cape Town, if you're wondering what the hell's going on. Ben is in Johannesburg, and he will be joining us again next week. But we've got some good numbers to look at there and some interesting bets to place. And once we've got that, then we make some money come Monday. You should actually listen on Monday to hear people either rubbishing you for giving them bad tips or telling you thank you very much for helping.
You should place a bet on Ben. Like if he's going to get it right or wrong this week.
I reckon we should just have the Ben odds. We should talk to Superbets and use... You just buy a bracket, and then you'll become the most hated or the most loved man in South Africa very quickly.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, that's really fine. And to add a bit of spice to my Monday, Monday's the admin day for me, so yeah, I'll do it.